this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. This country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. Cause it's right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now.
Good evening, folks. You are listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. I am your host, Maggie Rose, and you are listening to the Concord Lantern, named after the battle at Concord and Lexington. Folks, the Concord Hour morphed into the Concord Show, and now the Concord Lantern. We are trying to shed light to those places where the darkness has been trying to envelop folks. And we have with us today, again, returning back, we have Rob Taylor of the Rob Taylor Report. I am so honored to have him and consider him as a very good friend. We also have my good old Army veteran buddy, Chris Brumbles of Trigger Warning. Chris is an Army veteran, as well as he is the Columbia County Coordinator of Oregon Firearms Federation, a big Second Amendment guy. And we are also bringing on a guest. This is his first time to the Concord Lantern. His name is Todd Vaughn, and Tom has been fighting very hard in Douglas County and throughout Oregon to be a voice of reason in a world of insanity. And he has decided to take on some of the big dogs, especially in Coos County, Curry County, and Douglas County, people that have been compromising the values and the morals that they said that they had. One individual in particular, somebody that I have very personal knowledge of, that at one point in time, without really thoroughly vetting this person, I believed in him because he said he was a veteran. I became his campaign manager, and then found that there was values and morals that I could not subscribe to. And so basically I did what Abraham Lincoln said, to paraphrase, you stand with a man when he is standing for right, and you walk away when he's in the wrong. And then this individual later on had many times run for many different offices, and people were beginning to see that this is not an individual they wanted to represent them or lead them. And then I found myself running for public office, being asked to not be a county chair, but actually to run for governor of the state of Oregon. And I had no idea what a blood sport running for a political office could be, and the corruption that could take place, and that it's money and people that are taking money from like Lamodia and FTX and Pfizer that was helping to finance their campaigns, even when they knew it was in violation of the Oregon State Constitution, Article 2, Section 22, that was challenged all the way up to the Supreme Court, and that was finally upheld in 2020 under, after it was challenged under Keesling versus Moretta, it was upheld in 2020 versus Monmouth and Monmouth County. So another individual who is now running for Oregon State Senate is a second individual, which I also cannot support. This is an individual that somehow got crammed down our throats by 9 county commissioners in these 3 counties, Douglas County, Curry County, and in Coos County. So he was appointed to be a state senator, and he has done some things that I consider very nefarious. He has not listened to the people, and is, again, another one of those that speaks with a forked tongue, a smooth talker, not a very good used car salesman like the first individual, and has done some things and said some things that, to me, I consider unethical and immoral, and has been involved with some people, what we'll say alleged activities that have been going on, but is very obvious has been supporting as a chairman on the Oregon China Council, has been alleged on this council, which actually on their website, they say they support Agenda 2031. Now, what do you folks, for those of you that know about Agenda 31, what they could not have happen on Agenda 2021, they now want to have happen on Agenda 30 or 2031. So, folks, we are bringing on Todd Vaughn today as our special guest. He is actually grabbing the bull by the bullhorns, just like President Trump is doing. And he has individuals like myself and Rob Taylor and Chris Brumbles and many others standing with him side to side and back to back, and supporting him to run as our Oregon State Senator, because we truly believe that he will be there for the people. We call him the man who wants to basically take a chainsaw to the corruption here in Oregon. Todd, I want to welcome you to the show. Oh, he's rebooting his computer, so we'll have him on in a few minutes.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Maggie. Who are you talking about that is for Agenda 2030?
I would be talking about David Brock Smith.
He has said that?
He has actually been the chairman of 2 different committees on the Oregon China Council, and their website actually says that they support Agenda 2030.
Oh, okay. Well, that's communism. That's communism. That violates your oath right there.
There you go. And Rob Taylor, welcome to the show.
I'll be honest with you, that I'm shaking right now. That pisses me off.
Well, you know, the thing is when people talk to me about Sister City, you know, we are going to have a relationship with us.
We're not China's Sister City.
No. But what I'm saying, Chris, is when people, when we're a sister city of a city in France or Germany, or let's say Taiwan or even mainland China, that is like a relationship. We're supposed to have good relations. But this Oregon China Council, I think Dennis Richardson, who was our Secretary of State before he mysteriously died, and then, of course, Gary Leaf mysteriously died of the same thing. When Dennis Richardson helped start the Oregon China Council, I don't think he intended for it to morph into what it did. And I had someone call to my attention today that they actually, on their website, they support Agenda 2030 And I looked it up, and sure enough, they do support Agenda 2030. And David Brock Smith has been a chairman on two different committees up until recently, on both of these committees on the Oregon-China Council, and that bothers me.
Well, that is communism. That is antithetical to their oath and to the Constitution. But, hey, you know what? Todd's back. I'm going to shut up and let you talk to him.
So, anyway, we've got Rob Taylor, folks, of the Rob Taylor Report. He now has his own program on Rumble, so he will be with us only for about an hour, and then he will be leaving us to go do his other program podcast. And then we have Chris Brumbles with us, and we have Todd. Todd, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Maggie?
Very good. We are so proud of you, Todd. I mean, you, I consider you like a little mini Trump. You are not afraid to get out there and call the pot and the kettle black. You're not afraid to say the emperor has no clothes. You're not afraid to get out there and say, you know what, there's an elephant in the room. So we are very proud of you, and I'm proud to be helping support your campaign in any way that I can.
Well, thank you. One of my heroes is Steve Bannon. If you know Steve Bannon, then you kind of know where mindset is. My mindset is I've been watching him since War Room Pandemic 2020. And so my wife and I follow the War Room closely, and they are a great encouragement to us to step up and do our patriotic duty.
So tell me a little bit your journey. I know that you've been in the Republican Party for a bit of a while. You and Patty have been very supportive. And then you notice that the Republican Party in Douglas County had a hostile takeover, what we would call a coup. And basically now even people, some people in the Umpqua Valley Republican women are beginning to align themselves with some of the corrupt county commissioners in your county, as well as with David Brock Smith. So tell us a little bit how you ended up deciding that you were going to come and challenge David Brock Smith for a position that he was appointed to, and now he has violated so much of what the Oregonians believe in.
Well, I came into the GOP, like I said, around 2020, 2021. I came through the precinct strategy, Dan Schultz's precinct strategy. That strategy encourages just grassroots patriots who are Republicans to get involved in the party and become a PCP and begin to alter the party from what it has been to a new America First Party. And so that's how I got involved. And we ended up, an America First group of us, ended up recruiting other people who said they were America First and said they were Trump supporters. And we created a slate, and we ended up taking 15 out of 17 board positions in the last biennial election. We kind of caught the old guard by surprise. They weren't very happy about it. The old guard that was running the Republican Party in the county had major issues with the commissioners. They were basically enemies. And so the commissioners were not involved when our group took over the board. Before we took over the board, we had been involved in election integrity issues. That's how we met some of the other people that we brought on with us onto this slate. Larry Reeves and a number of others came onto our slate with us because we believed they were America First patriots like we are. But we were working together on election integrity issues. I've been doing canvassing and a number of things, and we're finding some anomalies in our voter rolls. And we asked for ballot images from the 2020 election and began to receive a lot of pushback. Douglas County, the county clerk, Dan Loomis, along with the county commissioners, did not want to work with us at all on the election integrity issues or on giving us ballot images. So they ended up telling us that we would have to pay, I don't know, something like $55,000 to get the ballot images from the 2020 elections, which should be public information. Of course, we didn't come up with $20,000 or $55,000. So we never did get them, but we were also pushing for hand counting the ballots and, of course, getting rid of the computerized vote tallying machines. We were pushing for everything that everybody across the nation that's involved in election integrity is pushing for, in-person voting, with ID, all of it. Of course, Oregon has the mail-in ballots, and we have had since, I don't remember, late 90s or something, long time. By the way, that was put in place by Republicans, if you can believe that. So the mail-in ballots. So, you know, we were pushing for transparency in the county, and we got nothing but resistance from our commissioners and from the county clerk, who was also originally appointed by Tim Freeman, one of our commissioners. So there's a lot of unique aspects to the whole story that I won't go into in detail, but basically our group, when we won the 15 out of 17 positions on the board, began to immediately take pushback from the old guard, who we unseated, the people who had been running the party in Douglas County for many years together, older group of people, mostly real estate folks, you know, more country club type Republicans. We were a lot of grassroots type Republicans. I'm a logger. I'm just a working man. So anyways, we ended up taking over the board. There was a lot of push. There was a lot of, you know, I don't know what you would call it, resentment from the old guard. And then because we were involved in election integrity, and a couple of the folks, the true America First folks that I've been working with, Terry Noonkester and Michaela and Michaela's mom, Michaela Hammerson and her mom, Loretta, we ended up getting involved. They ended up getting involved. I actually put in a deposition with a lawsuit with Mark Thielman. And it was a lawsuit around voter disenfranchisement because of the types of things we were running into in Douglas County. There was no transparency. They did not want us as a group of patriots looking into any aspect of the elections and how they were running them. That is where it really began. That's where the problems really began. And they have never ceased, basically. What happened is about half of our board, including the people that we had brought on board when we first created the America First slate, about half of them ended up splitting off and coming together with the old guard, who remained angry with the changes that we created by taking over the board, and the commissioners. Kind of, they all came together, all three of them, the commissioners, Dan Loomis, the old guard, and half of our group that became the America slate that we ran with. They all got together and basically started pushing us out, which will culminate in our recall, which is coming up on the 18th. So as far as how I got involved in the race against Brock Smith, I ran against him when Dallas Hurd resigned, and we had to have an appointment process. I was one of the candidates that Douglas County generated. We only had 2 weeks to do it in. The timing of Dallas Hurd's resignation was perfect to make it almost possible for us to generate decent candidates to run against David Brock Smith, who we knew as a representative was going to be moving up into this Senate position if possible. We knew that's what was happening. And we also knew that Court Boyce was going to move into his position. So this thing's like a conveyor belt. The group of the commissioners, Tim Freeman, Chris Boyce, Tom Kress, I think, is a little less involved. But these guys have a system that they are working wherein somebody resigns and the appointment process takes place. We already know, everybody knows who's going to get the appointments because they're kind of more or less handpicked and groomed for this. They don't want to see outsiders come in like myself. And because a person like me can't be controlled, I may not agree with what they're doing. And if I don't, I'm not going to do it with them. They know that. They're like you say, like Donald Trump. If you can't control somebody, you don't want them on board. If you're actually part of a group that has gained control and wants to retain control, you don't want the people to begin to take that back. I'm a populist. Okay, Donald Trump is a populist. Milei is a populist. There's populism springing up all over the globe right now, pushing back against globalism. That's part of what the America First movement is. That's who the half of the board that I am part of, the true America First people, we are populists. We want to see the people as much as possible running their government. And we want to see elected officials step up from the people, like myself, people that are willing to step up and begin to take on the responsibilities of true public service. So when David Brock, after a year, this was a year ago, the appointment happened. David Brock Smith got appointed. I'm not going to go into the details and anomalies of what that appointment process entailed, but it was not. There was some really weird stuff that happened.
Okay? That's true.
David Brock Smith. Go ahead.
No, I agree. There were some very weird things I saw happening with that.
Yeah, and I can go into details on anything, but it's a long story, and to keep it where your listeners, don't get bored with all the crazy stuff, I would just say that that David Brock Smith got appointed, and we accepted the fact that there was some things that were not right about it, but when it rolled back around after watching David's voting record and looking into him a little bit deeper, I, with the help of some other people who encouraged me to run against him, I decided to go ahead and run against him in this election.
Rob, do you want to comment to that? Rob?
My mic won't come on.
Oh, yes, it is. We can hear you.
You can hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What he's saying about DBS is true. I don't know all the inner workings of the Douglas Republican Party, but I do know that I was asked after I was canceled by David Brock Smith from my radio show. He got an interview where I questioned him about a bill that he said was crafted to stall the wind turbine project. It actually didn't stall the wind turbine project. It facilitated and fast tracked the entire project. He knew it did. He supported the project all the way up to 2022. There are articles written about it. This is very proven evidence. And there's evidence to prove this. And so I was kicked off my show because I called him a liar, and I had to keep piping him down because he was potting him down because he wouldn't stop talking. He was trying to basically filibuster on my radio show, and the radio the owner didn't like it, and so I was canceled due to his complaints. But then we did even more digging. We found out that he was taking money from a billionaire Democrat who's made most of his money in China, who's also allegedly committing voter fraud. We have to use that word quite a bit now because I have received cease and desist letters just because I shared some memes and an article about David Brock Smith. I don't know. He says he's a supporter of the First Amendment, but I guess that's only his First Amendment. But all I did was share an article and a couple of memes, and I got a cease and desist letter from this senator. And then I went to speak after I'd gotten kicked off my radio show. I went to speak in Douglas County at the behest of Michaela Hammerson, who is the vice chair of the Republican Party. And because of that, partially because of that, they're now being recalled from the party's central committee. And I think it's absolutely incredibly abysmal what these Republicans are doing to fellow Republicans. These are the same people who complain nonstop that nobody wants to join the party. And I don't know why anyone would want to be part of a party where if you speak out against things that are corrupt and wrong in your party, they're going to crucify you. And that's what's happening right now. And by the way, I was a non-affiliated voter up until 2 months ago when I re-registered as a Republican so I can vote for this man right here, Todd Vaughn. And I appreciate you getting me on the radio, Maggie. I appreciate that.
Not a problem. You know, Todd, I was talking to your beautiful wife, Patty, earlier today, and she never really had a chance to get to know me, but I explained to her that I had been part of the Republican Party most of my, all my life, actually, including, you know, my 35 years in the military. And I told her, I said, you know, I got so sick and tired of the crap that was going on with people like David Brock Smith, people like Paul Romero. and things that they were doing that was not alleged, but was actually documented, as Rob Taylor knows. And as Rob Taylor knows and Chris Brumbles knows, Chris Brumbles, his wife is one of the heads of her county in the Republican Party. And Chris was part of the Constitution Party and was not part of the Republican Party for some of the reasons that Rob Taylor was not part of the Republican Party. So first I left the Republican Party because of the infighting going on. They're eating their own and they're always playing too nice. And they're allowing the communists, the Marxists, the so-called Democrats that are not the John F. Kennedy Democrats that I grew up under, to basically just run shod right over them. So I left the Republican Party to go to the Constitution Party of Oregon to be a county chair. That's what I wanted to do. And the party said, no, we want you to run as gubernatorial candidate. We have five people we're vetting. One of them was Paul Romero, who had already run for Senate. He'd run for Congress. He had run for Senator against Joe Ray Perkins. I've been his campaign manager. My mistake, and I told Rob and Chris this, I should have vetted this man better than I did. That was my mistake. That was my bad. I decided to be his campaign manager because he asked me at the last minute. And I thought, well, he's a veteran, so he's a good guy. Not all people that are veterans are good guys, okay? Some of them.
And he owes me $500.
I know. He owes my husband $2,000 that my husband lent to him to go in the voters pamphlet right opposite Donald J. Trump. And we went to Paul Romero and said, look, the money that we put forward to get your signs, that's a gift. The money for all the gas driving you numerous trips up to the state capitol for rallies, that's a gift. My son and my husband giving you the truck and the trailer to go put your signs up and down the I-5, the gas for that, you brought it back empty, that's a gift. But the $2,000 my husband lent you to go in the voters pamphlet with your bio, that you owe my husband. And to this day, he owes Chris Brumbles $500. He owes me. This man is a grifter. A grifter goes out running for elections just to get money from people to pay his bills, okay? Selling T-shirts to pay his bills. Well, they ran me as gubernatorial candidate. I only got 2 months to run because of all the political games that were being played. What I learned from that lesson was that your own Republican family, that even though they say they have the values and the principles, Todd, that supposedly the Constitution Party and people in the Republican Party say they all have these values and these principles, doesn't necessarily mean it's so. Larry Reeves, who is now the county chair of Douglas County, was a veteran. And yet, and this is not allegedly, okay, and Rob knows this, he is listed in LinkedIn as a foreign agent doing business deals with SoCal down in California, which is a red Chinese communist shipping firm. And who else is doing business with that same shipping firm? Allegedly is Mr. Tuttle, who gave over $150,000 to David Brock Smith. So this is not allegedly, that is proven, and you can look it up on LinkedIn, right, Rob Taylor? That is listed. That is listed. That's not even allegedly. So when you look at Larry Reeves, who's the county chair of the Douglas County Republican Party, who is trying to undermine Todd Vaughn, who's got the three county commissioners, Tim Freeman, Chris Boyce, and Tom Crist, to go against Todd Vaughn, they've now got people in the Umpqua Valley Republican women, not all of them, some of them, to go against Todd Vaughn. They're now trying to trick the PCPs to vote against Todd Vaughn and against Michaela and against Loretta and against Steve Hammerson and all these other people to kick them off the executive board. Because how dare Todd Vaughn run against David Brock Smith, who was originally appointed? How dare Samantha Frost run against Dan Loomis, who is crooked? And as our elections clerk was taking ballots 30 days after the election. We're going to go to a break, folks, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, folks. This is Maggie Rose. You're listening to The Conquered Lantern. In the first part of the show, we have on with a special guest, Todd Vaughn, who is running for Oregon State Senate against Paul Romero and David Brock Smith, both of them, which I consider they're alleged and also have been noticed on OurStar as actually being grifters. We have also with us Chris Brumbles, the coordinator, Columbia County coordinator of Oregon Firearms Federation, big Second Amendment supporter, and was fighting against Measure 114. We have Rob Taylor, the Rob Taylor Report. Rob's going to be leaving us in about 30 minutes to go do his Rumble report of the Rob Taylor Show, Rob Taylor Report. So what I would like to do is bring Rob Taylor and Todd in together, and let's talk about a couple things. Todd was talking about election integrity. We now know that for sure that, Todd, you were not planning to get the Douglas County Republican Party to change their name to Only America First. In fact, I heard Steve get up the other day at the PCP meeting and say, we would like America First and the Republican Party to work together because we have the same goals. We have the same purpose. We're two different groups that are working for the same outcome. We were not trying to change the name of Douglas County Republican Party to Only America First. And so, Rob, when you saw what was going on and how they've been going after Todd, I would like you and Todd to talk a little bit more about what you see as the goals are here Todd, what you would like to see happening, especially when you're dealing with David Brock Smith and this money he's getting from this man who owns a multi-million dollars in Chinese real estate in Beijing. How are you going to deal with this kind of money?
Let me correct you, Maggie. We're not talking $1 million. This guy is a billionaire. This guy is a billionaire, and he made billions of dollars for his company in China. And to do business in China, you have to anyone you do business with, if they are doing business in China, or they are business owners and are Chinese citizens, they're in the Chinese Communist Party. And I can tell you right now, my number one goal is to get Todd Vaughn elected. We're doing what we can to get Todd Vaughn elected. And then after we get Todd Vaughn elected and we go through the primary, it's time to clean out the party. It's time to take out the trash. It's time to get rid of people who are going to vote for people who are just Republicans. Having an R after your name is not good enough to get my support. It's something that I will not do. This is the reason I left the party in the first place, is because they told me I had to support Mitt Romney back in 2012. And I said he was a dirtbag back then. President Trump echoes that same thing, that Mitt Romney is a dirtbag. And because they went after me in 2012, I got tired of the BS. I said the party isn't worth it. There are a lot of issues to work on, and infighting is just ridiculous. Now I've seen a point where we have to come back to the party and force the people who are causing the trouble, who are causing the divisiveness, who are not allowing anyone to criticize the party and criticize their candidates. Those are the people we need to get rid of, because they are the ones who are harming the party itself. They say they attack people. They accuse people of all kinds of craziness when we point out the flaws of the party. And then the party says they're upset because we can't get volunteers. And I'll let Todd speak to that. And I've got to go in about 5 minutes.
Okay, go ahead, Todd.
Well, I would just point out, as I said before, I came into the Douglas County GOP through precinct strategy. And it's under the assumption that we're losing this republic, period. The very thing you were talking about earlier, Maggie, we are experiencing a communist takeover in America. It's coming through the United Nations. It's coming through the World Economic Forum, the WHO, the kind of stuff we saw in the COVID deal that we just went through with them, basically trying to take over our ability to make our own choices, our sovereignty, our individual sovereignty. Our national sovereignty is under attack. The thing that we're seeing on the southern border and the northern border, really, the breakdown of all of our borders, this was spoken of. I read an article in Epoch News 3 years ago that said this is exactly what was going to happen. The UN has been planning this for a long, long time. So everything we're seeing in the Democrat Party, has pretty much gone full-blown Marxist, full-blown communist. They're in with the globe. They are all globalists. And a large portion of the Republican Party is on board. As much as we all love America, we need to acknowledge, as Trump also does, that we are at this particular time a nation in decline. When a nation is in decline, that is when people make the most money. You can make money faster and easier with a nation in decline than you can with a nation that is ascending. And these people are basically bleeding out America and creating a globalist communist system. And all of us that are following this closely know that this is what's happening. Now, the reason that I got involved with the party is because of precinct strategy. And what it's about is true patriots getting involved in the Republican Party with the intention of, from the bottom up, from the precincts up, taking over the party with public servants who actually are trying to save this country, and in our case, trying to save Oregon from this communist takeover. So that's what it's about for us. I am not in this to make money. I don't need any money from politics. I don't want any money from politics. I don't need any social acclaim. I don't need prestige. I don't need fame. I don't need anything. There's only one reason why I'm here, and that is to help save this state and to help save our nation from the bottom up. It's a populist movement, and that's what we're doing.
Rob, go ahead, before you go, Rob, I'd like you real quickly to address. I still can't find that sign that is up there that's supposedly off of 99. We live right near the Love's Petro gas station off of 5 and 99. What has happened with the sign? Did it come down? Did they?
No, the sign's still there. I just saw it the other day. When you're going from Winston to Roseburg and you pass McDonald's, look to the left. Look up to the left where those billboards are, and you'll be able to see that sign. It's before the Loves. It's after the McDonald's. It's still there. I just saw it the other day. And we're getting ready to change that because that was part of our strategy anyway. We were going to use it to go after David Brock Smith, which we've been successful. We've proven our point. And now we're going to put Todd Vaughn's sign back up there so people can get in touch with Todd Vaughn. It was a political strategy. He helped us make news all over the states. He got that billboard put up on front pages all over the states, and now we've done what we wanted to do. It was a great strategy. I'm proud to be part of a campaign who figured this out early, and now we're going in straight with promoting Todd Vaughn because he is a man with integrity and should be supported. And Maggie, I want to thank you for having me on. You all take care.
I want you to let people know where they can find you on Rumble, because I know they can go back in your archives later and you're going to do a show for the next hour while we're still finishing this show. I want people to go back and be able to hear your show as well.
Yes, you can catch me either on RobTaylorReport.com. That's RobTaylorReport.com or at Rob Taylor Report on Rumble or YouTube. At Rob Taylor Report, Rumble, and YouTube. And thank you so much, Maggie.
Thank you, Rob Taylor. Folks, Rob Taylor Report, thank you so much for being here.
It's a great show. You guys want to see it, watch that show.
It is a great show. So now, Todd, tell me something. Why don't you and Chris kind of discuss a little bit? Chris got a little bit upset when he heard what I mentioned about what I found out in my research about the fact that David Brock Smith was not only a chairman of one committee, Todd, but he's been a chairman, I found on the website, of two committees on the Oregon-China Council. And we're not talking about Taiwan. Like even Rob said, Mr. Tuttle, known as Tim or Thomas Tuttle, is not a billionaire over in Taiwan. He's a billionaire, a Caucasian-American billionaire, with hotel chains in Beijing, China, red communist China. And David Brock Smith has had at least two visits to red China, not Taiwan. He's been to Taiwan as well, but he's been over there as a guest of the Red Chinese Party. He wears their red lapel pin. He's been seen with photo ops taking pictures with them. He's also boasting how he does business with selling for the farmers here in Oregon, grass seed and hazelnuts to Red China, not to other countries, but to Red China. And then he sits on two different councils on the Oregon Chinese Council here in Oregon. And now we find out that the same Oregon Chinese Council, and I mean Red Chinese Council, that they are supporting Agenda 2030. Would you and Chris discuss that, please?
Well, you want Chris to start or me?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Let me just ask you a couple questions, Todd. Now, you were also sent a cease and desist letter, weren't you? And that was by your competitor.
David Brock Smith, yes.
Have you ever heard of that? Have you ever heard of a politician sending his competition a cease and desist order? I've only heard of it one other time, and basically I told the guy to tell the guy that, you know, go pound sand, because he was just trying to intimidate him, and he did, and nothing happened. But, you know, my wife just got sued. She's the chair of the Columbia County Republican Party. She just got sued, and I told the guy immediately, you have no case. And he ended up having to drop that case because he literally had no case. He was trying to sue her for defamation. And it's really hard in this.
Hello?
We lost you, bro.
Do we lose Chris?
Well, Maggie, while Chris is coming back, I will speak to what he was asking me. I did receive a cease and desist. Very interesting story. Brock Smith sent out a press release on the same day that I received my cease and desist, April Fool's Day, as a matter of fact. And so, I came home and my wife had this letter and I thought she was April Fool's-ing me, you know. She's like, I got a cease and desist. We got a cease and desist from Brock Smith's attorney. And I came in and I looked at it and it was ridiculous. It was for the wording that I had put in my voter's pamphlet, in the voter statement. And I said that he had actually fast-tracked the windmill project with HB 3375. And so the cease and desist apparently was about the word fast-tracked. I mean, that's kind of amazing, but it was all over that one word, which was already in my voter's pamphlet. There was no way to change it. The voter's pamphlet had already been sent out to the overseas military Republican voters.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not really sure what his lawyer and him expected me to do. But of course, I wouldn't have done anything anyways, because in fact, if you understand what the word fast track means in a business model, as far as a project goes, it means that you're doing a number of things at the same time to move the project ahead. And that is exactly what 3375 did. It created a movement of the windmill project ahead as things happen simultaneously, that without a doubt Kate Brown had initiated, probably with Tina Kotek, the Speaker of the House at the time, with David Brock Smith. It wouldn't have surprised me if representatives of Kate Brown didn't work directly with David Brock Smith to write 3375, if they didn't write it themselves. But what they needed was bipartisan legitimacy for this project. And David Brock Smith gave them that, and gave them what they needed to move the project ahead immediately without environmental impact studies, and certainly without the blessing of the communities. They began to move this project ahead so that BOEM could get these leases sold.
Yes.
And more or less force the project upon the people. David Brock Smith came back to the communities and said that in fact what he had done was slowed the project down by insisting that the communities got two extra public comment periods. If you've ever been involved with Democrats and their environmentalism and the stuff that they do, their types of collaboration that they do with those of us who are not liking the projects that they're putting forth, you find out that public comment periods are really just a matter of them checking the box. So they, in fact, were fast-tracking the project, and David Brock Smith was, in fact, working directly with the Democrats, probably directly with Tina Kotek at least, and possibly even Kate Brown. You got to remember, this project was initiated as soon as Biden got done getting rid of the Keystone pipeline. It was probably the next thing he did was call Kate Brown, or the energy department probably called Kate Brown and said, by the way, we want some windmills off your coast. So this thing was being fast-tracked, but Brock Smith came back to his constituents and said, no, I was actually trying to slow it down for you. But he also said that there's nothing I can do because this is a federal project between the feds and the state, and I can't stop it anyway. Well, if that's the case, then what good are two comment periods going to make? None of it makes any sense. It was all a setup. It was a strategy from the beginning, and Brock Smith worked directly with the Dems in Salem to get this thing done.
Well, this is what they always do. They say, oh, there's nothing I can do. I'm actually making it better. You're going to get shot in the head with a 22 now instead of a 45. So, hey, make me governor. But this guy,
it's called peeing on your leg and telling you it's raining. That's
right.
Exactly what this is about.
Exactly. You know, Virgil Osborne tried to schmooze me in telling me that he says, I'm there trying to represent the people, and you have to believe that, that I really care about you, Maggie, and what really happens here in this county, and I represent the county. And he says, we have to give a little in order to get a little. And he says, and we have to work with the people on the other side of the aisle. And he said, if we want to get a little, we have to give a little. And I said, what you're doing is you're giving almost the entire house away is what you're doing.
And that is giving a fallacy.
I know.
That is a fallacy. You will never be able to work with Marxists, and that's what it's not the Democrat Party anymore. Let's face it, it's the Marxist Party, and they just want to win by any means necessary. If they say, hey, let's find middle ground, what they mean is they want unconditional surrender of your ideological beliefs. That's what they want. It's they use that Hegelian dialect to pass every law. And when's the last time working with the Democrats has ever worked for the Republicans? Ever? Name one time. it hasn't.
Absolutely right.
Right. Yeah, the Republicans have to. Well, I'll tell you, Todd. I don't know how much you've been around politicians. I've been around them quite a bit, and I've taken a lot of classes on how to fight, the left. The radicals, if you want to call them that, because that's what they are. And the smartest thing anybody ever told me, Kevin Starrett was the one who told me, actually. I was irritated one day years and years ago. We were fighting this gun law, and I said, man, I explain every fact to these people, and they just don't get it. He says, they get it. He said, your job is not to get them to change their mind, because they never will. Your job is to stand in their way. And I believe that's the Republican Party's job, is to stand in their way and fight. You don't win a war by retreating or surrendering.
Oh, so you're absolutely right. And here's what all your listeners need to remember, you guys, Maggie. These guys are very crafty. They're like little kids. Even when we were kids, we were crafty. We could strategize. We could figure things out. These guys are very crafty. You look at what they do with legislation. You can go ahead and vote conservative. If you're a guy like David Brock Smith, you can vote conservative to keep your constituents happy. And you can go ahead and do some wheeling and dealing with the Democrats. And the Democrats will make sure you have some money to take mm-hmm. home to your constituents to mm-hmm. make them happy so that you can get reelected. They work together. They work directly together. They plan yep. on what bills, what legislation you can go ahead and vote the way you need to vote to be a conservative and prove it to everybody back home you're a conservative. And then, but here's the deal. They pick the right bill. The right bill, like, for instance, Senate Bill 762 was a major hit on our property ownership rights. It's what they called the wildfire mapping bill. It was supposed to be a bill about transmission lines in the forest. It was initiated by Kate Brown. Once again, Kate Brown initiated it. It went into a committee. She asked a committee to sponsor it, and they wrote the bill. Well, the bill only had 3 pages out of like 24 pages concerned with transmission lines going through forest land and starting fires. It was written after the Paradise Fire, and I think maybe just after the Archie Creek Fire in Oregon. Here, I was on that fire on a cutting module. I'm a faller. I'm a timber faller and a logger. Okay, I was on that. The Archie Creek. And I think this was right after the Archie Creek fire too. I may be mistaken, but they had 3 pages that actually was dealing with the problem of electric transmission lines starting fire in wooded areas. And the other like 21 or 22 pages was nothing but an assault on our property ownership rights, a blossoming bureaucracy that was going to map the whole state and actually create defensible space requirements for us that was going to be invasive and be actually observing probably from drones everybody's property to make sure we were adhering to the regulations that this thing was going to pose on us. And I can tell you that this bill was passed in 21, same, I believe it was 21, it might have been 22, I think it was 21, but the same bill, and David Brock Smith voted for this bill, and so did, I believe, 12 other Republicans in the House. He was in the House at the time.
We had
12 or 13 Republicans that voted for this bill. This bill will have major impacts. I saw an advertisement on TV the other day of a real estate agency, and it actually, the advertisement said that they were listing wildfire risk on each house that they were advertising. They were actually using what this bill produced in wildfire mapping to actually list properties and tell you, here's the risk of wildfire, here they had flood risk. They had three different categories of risk, and the wildfire was one. And I guarantee they're taking it right off of what that bill, what that piece of legislation did. My fire insurance on one house went up $1,200 this year. $1,200.
Oh, boy.
We're going to be right back, folks. You're listening to Todd Vaughn running for Oregon State Senate and Chris Brumbles. You're with Maggie Rose and the Copper Lantern. Go away. We'll be right back.
About some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Now we know our cause is right and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.